Rocket fired into Baghdad's Green Zone less than 1 mile from U.S. Embassy. By Christina Wong on May 19, 2019. A rocket was fired into Iraq's capital of Baghdad on Sunday evening, landing less than a mile from the U.S. Embassy, according to a report. The rocket did not cause any casualties, according to the Associated Press, citing Iraq's state-run news agency. It came just days after the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad evacuated non-essential personnel amid alleged threats from Iran against U.S. troops and civilian employees in Iraq. It was also the first apparent attack since September, according to the AP. The U.S. military spokesman for U.S. Central Command confirmed an explosion outside of the U.S. Embassy compound. "We are aware of an explosion in the international zone, Green Zone, outside of the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad on May 19. There were no U.S. or coalition casualties, and Iraqi security forces are investigating the incident," said Navy Captain Bill Urban. The rocket was believed to have been fired from East Baghdad, which is home to Iran-backed Shiite militia, according to the Newswire. A rocket launcher was discovered by security forces in the eastern neighborhood of Wida, a security official told the AP. Al-Hura TV correspondent Stephen Nabil tweeted a photo of the alleged launcher. "There are approximately 5,000 U.S. troops in Iraq, ordered there by the Obama administration after the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS, gained a foothold in the country in 2014. U.S. officials have sounded the alarm on potential threats posed to them by Iranian or Iranian-backed forces in Iraq who work to help defeat ISIS but could potentially be turned against U.S. forces. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran have risen in recent weeks amid a U.S. pressure campaign on Iran to come back to the negotiating table on its nuclear program. President Donald Trump exited the Iran deal approximately a year ago, in May 2018. Last month, the administration ended waivers to countries who have not yet stopped importing oil from Iran. Shortly after, administration officials warned they were picking up intelligence about Iranian threats to U.S. forces in the Middle East. Secretary of State Michael Pompeo visited Iraq on a surprise trip with reporters, including one from Breitbart News. During his visit, he met with Iraq's prime minister and president and discussed weaning Iraq off of Iran's natural resources and keeping U.S. personnel safe in the country.